body and breath meditation. So coming to a seated posture and noticing what it's like to be sitting. Perhaps becoming aware of the sensations of the feet in contact with the floor. Maybe there's a sense of pressure or tingling or buzzing. There may be thoughts or images of feet, but what's it like to actually sense what's here in the soles of the feet? Moving your attention now to the sensations of your seat in contact with the chair. What's here? Becoming aware of the back rising up. So perhaps spending a few moments becoming aware of your posture. So sitting with the back upright, but not stiff, not uptight. Aware of the back of the neck and the head, perhaps tucking your chin down a little bit just to open up the back of the neck. Sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Aware of the sensations that are here to be felt in the body. Perhaps becoming aware of the sensations of the hands now, moving the spotlight of attention to the sensations of the hands, which may be in contact with the lap or with each other. What sensations are here? Being curious, being interested as to what's here in this moment. Maybe there's a sense of warmth, of coolness. Maybe very subtle movements. So tuning in as best you can to the actual sensations that are here to be felt. We're not trying to make sensations appear. And if there is nothing to be felt, then that's absolutely right for you. So just registering a blank. And of course, as you sit here, you may notice that the mind wanders off. It may have wandered off many times already to thoughts of things to do, things that have gone before, judgments of how you're doing or what you're doing. And if that happens, perhaps congratulating yourself. It's not a mistake, it's what minds do. And the task is simply to notice, there's the mind gone off again, without giving yourself a hard time. And then gently, but firmly, escorting your attention back to where you'd intended it to be. So in this case, the sensations of the hands. And if the mind wanders off 100 times, well, the task is still the same. We notice and then gently come back. Come back to the sensations that are here to be felt in the body in this moment. And now moving your attention from the sensations in the body to the sensations of the breath. Perhaps tuning into the sensations of the breath at the tip of the nostrils. Not changing the breath in any way, but simply following the flow as the breath comes into the body and out of the body at the tip of the nostrils. what's here to be felt? Maybe there's a coolness on the in-breath, or a warmth on the out-breath. Nothing to do, but simply noticing what's here. Perhaps a sense of appreciation of this amazing ability that the body has to draw this life-giving breath into the body and out again. We don't have to do anything. The body knows perfectly well to draw the breath in, and the breath goes out. So as best you can, tuning in to the actual sensations as the breath comes in and the breath goes out. And if the mind wanders off again, daydreams, thoughts, sounds from outside the room, it's not a mistake. Simply notice that the mind has done what it's here to do, to be on the lookout. But we can notice and then decide to bring our attention back with a sense of understanding, with a sense of kindness. It's not a mistake. And now for the last few moments of this practice, coming back to a sense of the body sitting, becoming aware of the sensations of the feet on the floor, bottom on the chair. Perhaps opening to a more spacious sense of the whole body now sitting here. A sense of the space the body takes up in the room. A sense of the surface of the body. A sense of the whole body breathing. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but simply noticing the sensations that are here to be felt as the body and the breath does what it needs to do. Coming home to a sense of the body. Coming home to this moment. And this moment.